Okay, today's shiur, I wanted to talk about a topic which is officially timely, as you'll see. We'll get to it at the end. I want to start off with a gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Beis. This is towards the end of the third perek. It talks about appropriate places for davening. Says the gemara, Daf Chav Beis, I'm a Beis at the bottom, Hayam Mispalel, if a person is in the middle of davening, Umatza Tzoa Bimkomo, and he finds bowel movement, something with a bad odor that you're not allowed to daven near. These shilas, you think, like, when do you find these? You think, like, outhouses in the 1400s, you know, you might get stuck near a bathroom if you go to daven in the field, and you realize that it's... But how does that happen when we have, like, bathroom? We have... So the only place I see it happening in halacha is if a woman is, like, the baby's right there, and the baby has a dirty diaper. Other than that, I don't know how this halacha applies. But Hayam Mispalel Umatza Tzoa Bimkomo. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Afa Pishachata. It's an Avera to daven in such a place. Tfilaso Tfila. The Tfila counts. Mask Fle Rava. So Rava asked Rabba a question. Vaha Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. The sacrifice of a Rasha. Pasuk Mishlei. The sacrifice of a Rasha is a Toeva. It's an abomination. Okay? When a... The pasuk literally means when a rasha brings a karban, it's not accepted by Hashem. Hashem doesn't want, right? Hashem doesn't want the work of a rasha. In other words, when we do an aveira, if we're trying to daven to get close to Hashem, but in the process of doing so, the tefillah is a tefillah that we were not allowed to daven, so it's a toeva, it's an abomination. How could you say tefillah so tefillah? Ella amar Rava, says Rava, hoil v'chata, since he did an aveira, even though he davened, tfilaso toeva. His tfila is an abomination. So the Gemara says, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, his tfila is an abomination. It's repulsive to Hashem. Says Tosos, afal pisha hispalo tfilaso toeva, vahave me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. So we had this last year. The Gemara, when you miss a tfila, not we, a tfila you miss on purpose, the Gemara, a few dapim later, on Daf Chavav in Brachos, you'll get to it next year, spoiler alert, okay? Daf Chavav in Brachos at the bottom says that if you miss a tefillah, we call it Muvas L'Yuchol Liskon, V'Chisaron L'Yuchol Menonos. The Gemara says, you missed a tefillah, and if you missed the Gemara's Maskanas, if you missed it on purpose, there's no Tashlumen, there's no making up the missed tefillah. Okay, so says Tosos V'Avi Muvas L'Yuchol Liskon, it's broken and it can't be fixed, which means... you missed it. V'ri perish, and the re says, that was the first opinion in Tosfos. V'ri perish, the yachzor, v'yispalel. You go back, and you daven again. You have to daven again. You didn't daven, you have to daven again. So, we find two opinions in Tosfos. According to the first opinion, it's broken, it can't be fixed, so to speak. You davened, but somehow, it's called Zevach Rishayim Toeva, and it's a Toeva, it's an abomination, but that's it. And the second opinion of Tosfos is, because it was an abomination, you have to daven again. So it seems according to the first opinion, you don't have to daven again. Or you're not, it doesn't help to daven it again. Okay. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik and asks a question. Let's learn a Gemara in Erevin with a Tosfos. And then we'll flesh out his question. Says the Gemara in Erevin, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Shasui, like, Shtia is a drink. So if a person drinks wine, Al Yitpalo, after a person drinks wine can make you dizzy, Al Yitpalo, you shouldn't daven, V'im Hispalo, Tefila, so, Tefila. But if you davened, then it's considered a Tefila. It counts. You shouldn't do it, but if you did, it counts.
Rabba Bar Rav Huna cut his fish in the triangle.
Yes. In Bava Metzia, Dav Chav Gimel, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Gemara says, cut his fish into triangles. That is correct. That's a good connection. Yes. Says the Gemara, Shikur, which means somebody not just a Shasui, somebody who drank a little bit. A Shikur is somebody who drank a lot and is completely drunk. The Gemara describes what level is considered Shasui, what's considered Shikur. Shikur al yispal v'mispal tfiloso toeva. A drunk person should not daven. If he davens, it's a toeva. Right? So we see here again, referring to a tefillah that you should not have davened. You davened it, and it's a toeva. Says Tosfos, Shikra al yispal v'mispal tefilosa toeva velo yatza, and you do not fulfill your obligation of davening. Kevan she'enu yachol adaber lifnei hamelech, since you do not qualify to stand before a king and daven, which is the requirement of the state that is needed to be able to daven, is that you're omed lifnei hamelech. I think we spoke about this. Did we speak about? Did we learn the Reb Chaim about the two dinim in tefillah?
Yes, you have to know before who you're standing, and you have to try to understand the meaning.
Hey, Rosh Hashanah is okay. So one of them is omed lif, the act of tefillah is omed lifnei hamelech, which is why the Gemara disqualifies someone who drank too much, because he's not, he can't be omed lifnei hamelech. V'tzarach lachzor ulaspal, and you have to go back and you have to daven again. Okay. V'chein says Tosos, V'chein ahi debrachos davcha beiz amad beiz. Our Gemara. Shahayim ispalo v'nim tzatzoa kinegdo. Person's davening and they find feces. Demasik kevan shechata. Demasik, the maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara is kevan shechata afal pisha hispalo tefiloso toeva v'tzarach lachzor ula hispalo. What's the conclusion of the Gemara over there? Says Tosfos. Since he sinned, even though he davened, his tefillah was a toeva v'tzarach lachzor ula hispalo. And he has to go back and he has to daven again. Now, what did Aratosos say? Aratosos gave two opinions. One opinion was that it was broken and it can't be fixed. You don't daven again. That's what it seems. The Re said that you daven again. The Tosos in Erevin says that the case of somebody who is shikur is like a person, like the Gemara in Brachos, where a person davens and he sees that there's tzoa over there. And therefore, you have to daven again. It's toeva, you have to daven again. So the Tosos in Erevin matches up with the Re. So asks Rav Soloveitchik, so what's, how do we understand the other opinion? If tfilaso toeva means that it's no good, then you should have to daven again. How could Tosos say, it almost seems like an in-between. It's not good, it's not accepted, but you're not allowed to daven again. What does that mean? If it wasn't accepted, either way, either it was accepted, or you can't make it. Which one is it? That's Rav Soloveitchik's question on this Gemara. In order to find an answer, we're going to learn a Rambam, and then we're going to learn a piece, another piece in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was the Rav's grandfather. So here we go. Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Karban Pesach, the bottom source. Gerish and Isgayer, a person converts, Bein Pesach Rishon LePesach Sheni. That's what it has to do with this time of year. If a person would convert today, so they were not Jewish on Pesach, and now, in a few weeks, it's going to be Pesach Sheni, in the middle of Iyar. V'chein Katan Shehigdol Bein Shnei Pesachim. Or let's say a person becomes... By the way, if you become bar mitzvah this time of year, it's so easy to give a speech. Because there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about, the most famous shaila is, we discussed earlier, becoming a bar mitzvah on a full stomach. So the big shaila is, if you counted, let's say, the first 10 days of Sfira as a katan, and now you became a bar mitzvah, are you allowed to count with a bracha? See, on the one hand, you haven't done any mitzvah yet, because you weren't obligated. But on the other hand, you counted. Big discussion, okay? Becoming bar mitzvah during Sfira. So here's another one. You become a bar mitzvah, you missed the cutoff date for Pesach Rishon, and now it's time for Pesach Sheni. Are you chayav? So says the Rambam, Perkei Halacha Zayin Karban Pesach, chayav and lasas Pesach Sheni, they're both obligated to make a Pesach Sheni. V'im shachtu alav b'rishon, but let's say this katan, for example, was part of his family's Karban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, which likely happened. So then, Potter, he's exempt. So the Rambam is telling us that if he didn't bring it at all, so then you're out. You have to do the Pesach Sheni. But if you were part of somebody else's Karban, then it counts. So if you turn over the page, I tried to blow it up as much as possible, got cut off a drop. Perkei Halacha Zayin, this is from the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Halevi al HaRambam. At first he's going to quote the Rambam, and he's going to quote a question which we'll learn, and then we'll see his answer. V'chein katan shegdol ben shnei pesachim. We just read this in the Rambam. A katan he's going on the case of the Katan, who becomes a Gadol during, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Chayav and Lasos Pesach Sheni, he's chayav to bring a second Karm Pesach, v'mshachto olav b'rishon pater. But if they shechted for him, you know, he was part of a Karm Pesach on Pesach Rishon, then he's pater from bringing a Pesach Sheni, ad kan l'shono. The Hakesef Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah is one of the classic commentaries on the side of a standard Rambam. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? The Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Rabbi Yosef Cairo is greatest. We know him as the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, but he also wrote a perush on the Rambam called the Kesef Mishnah. V'hakesef Mishnah Hiksha. The Beis Yosef asked the following question. Frek the Kesef Mishnah Atu Katan Bar Chiyuva Peturahu. Is a Katan Chayav or Pater? The Kavanasohi, that was his question. So what was his question? So it explains what kind of Kavanasohi. Mehad Mavur Bar Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. De'emachal matzah k'shu shota v'neshtafa lo yotze de'chovas matzah. If a person becomes incoherent, let's say they have, they get sick and they are completely incoherent and have no das momentarily, and then they become, and then you give them food and they eat it. You give them matzah, okay? And then they become lucid again. I don't know an example. I don't know if somebody went into a diabetic shock, let's say. I don't know. I don't know why you'd be giving him matzah. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever the case is, okay? And now he's, v'nishtafa, he became healthier, and now he knows what's going, he's aware of what's going on. Lo yotze de'chovas matzah. He ate the matzah while he had no das. He wasn't chayev, and he's not yotze, his mitzvah matzah. He has to eat matzah again. Kevan d'haya oz bar petur b'shas kiyum mitzvah. When he did the mitzvah, he was putter from doing the mitzvah. He wasn't chayev. V'hu'adin b'katan. So the same thing with a katan. Im ochel matzah d'lo yotze de'chovas olu k'shehigdil. You can't really find such a case. It's theoretical, because the katan becomes a gadol at the beginning of the night. So it's not like, you know, you can't, at when you were up to motzi matzah, he was a katan. But then in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, he became a gadol. So the question is, does he have to eat another extra afikoman? No, that can't happen, because it's only at the beginning. But conceptually, if you ate your matzah when you were putter, and now you became a gadol, lo yatza yidei chavasa. You have to eat another kezayis. He's bringing it out because we're talking about a katan. So, in order to, it's like common denominators. You know, you have to get the denominator the same. You have to make it the same case. He says a katan would be the same halacha. So now we're in the case of a katan. The imkain ma'ishna b'pesach the pater lasas pesach sheni l'kishehigdil. Why does the Rambam say when you became, which is a practical case? It can really happen. A person was born on at the end of Pesach. So they would be, the Rambam would hold that they would be chayv to bring a Pesach Sheni, unless they were part of a group, in which case they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, they're putter. Ve'ich miftar b'masha shachtu olav b'rishon. How do you become putter because you were part of a Karban Pesach? How does that help? Kevan d'haya oz, putter mi Pesach. You were putter. You were not chayv, you were a katan. So how does it help that you're part of a group? V'tiritz ha'kesef mishnah b'shem ha'ri korkis. The kevin the rachmana rabbi lekatan sheishchtu alav umamanan also niftehu bekach menasheni ad kan devarv. Since the Torah includes the pasuk says ish selabes avos selabayis, so you include your family. Since the Torah includes your family, so he was included by the Torah. So the Torah is kind of giving like specific permission for the katan to count in this case. Says Reb Chaim, that's not fully going to answer the question. Why v'kasha? Daha maskinon b'nedarim daf lamed vav. The problem is the Gemara in daf lamed vav in nedarim desela beis avos. The Gemara over there says sela beis avos. That drush of sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. That's only midrabanon. But midoraisa, that's not true. So you can't really say it on a d'oraisa level. Says Reb Chaim. V'hadra kushis akesa mishnah l'duchte. So we're back with the kesa mishnah's question again. The question is, if you were part of a karban pesach when you were a katan and you became a gadol, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. If you ate matzah when you were a katan and now you became a gadol, if such a thing could happen, you would have to eat another kezayis of matzah. I don't understand. Yes. Why by the Pesach Rishon, you did something, and it didn't count. Pesach Rishon, you did something and it did count, sorry. And by Matzah, you did something and it didn't count.
Like,
what do you think?
Even if I eat Matzah, if somebody eats Matzah when they're a katan, like, I still know they're eating Matzah. Like, it's not like, now
you're right. You're right. We're comparing somebody who was completely incoherent with an 11-year-old. And as if, like, 11-year-olds, they don't understand anything. But the moment they turn 12 or 13, they're right on it. Right? Come on. We're going to have to accept that. You're not wrong. The Torah's given level of responsibility. By the way, Min HaTorah, the age is not really... The Chachamim were Mishayer 12 and 13 as the anticipated age of maturity for Das. There are because Min HaTorah really... you need certain physical signs of maturity, which are not signs that we want to check, and therefore we leave it as 12 or 13, which is, by the way, why many have a custom of not allowing a katan, a bar mitzvah boy, to lane Parshat Zachor. Parshat Zachor is min haTorah. Some do. I know some shuls do, but some shuls won't allow a bar mitzvah boy. Ellie did?
Didn't let him, but the next year...
They did. Yeah, okay. So why is that? Because Parsha Zachor is a... You're being Mekayim Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, there are certain requirements. We're not sure that the 13-year-old has those requirements. And therefore, even though he could be... We let him be the Chazan for Shacharis... But we don't, I think there's root beer. I think we got new ones, so I assume there's root beer in there in the lollipops. Okay. Okay, so that's the question. So leaving that discussion aside, we made the cutoff date at 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, and normally what you did as a katan doesn't count. So the question is, why does it count... that you did the Karban Pesach, like you were part of the Karban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim in the second paragraph, which starts with the bold word Va'asher. Va'asher Yira Lomer B'das HaRambam. We can suggest B'das HaRambam, D'shaini Pesach Mi Matzah, that Pesach and Matzah are fundamentally different. D'ba Pesach, now this is another classic Reb Chaim. The Pesach, he's going to say, there's really two separate halachot. There's two dinim, so to speak. But we'll see what are they. Dibbe Pesach. Hamilvad mitzvah sa Pesach sha'alav. Besides the obligation, the mitzvah of bringing a karban Pesach, hayesh b'za'od din ha'krovas ha'karban. There is a whole category of halachos of karbanos. There is a mitzvah to bring a karban Pesach, and then there are halachos of karbanos. Daf Yomi is starting kachim this week. So, kachim, there are halachos of different avodos, what needs lishma, doesn't need lishma, the other things that come with it, what you have to do to be part of the karban. There's a whole section of Hilchos Karban Pesach in the Rambam. There's prakim in Mesachas Pesachim about Karban Pesach. There are Hilchos Karban Pesach dikadinim, besides the mitzvah of bringing a Karban Pesach. So the Rambam says there's a din Karban Pesach and there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Mashu karbano v'karav avuro v'olalo. It's his karban. It's brought on his behalf. It counts for his obligation. Kikola karbanos shekraven v'olam l'balayim. Like all karbanos that are brought for their owners. Ubechashuk. Chashuk is an acronym for ubecheresh shota v'katan. People who don't have das. Harei lo matzinu rak de'enam b'nei mitzvos. A katan is not a b'nei mitzvah, ben mitzvah. He's not a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah. He's not obligated to do the mitzvah. Umishum delav b'nei chiyuva v'azharininu. And since they're not obligated and we don't warn them, we don't punish them. Aval ena mufkoim me'etzem hadinim. They're not removed from the actual dinim of karbanos. Just the mitzvah they're putter from. There's no obligation for them to bring a karban, because they're not mature enough to be responsible to have an obligation. So we don't give them the obligation. But the concept of karbanos, they're as connected as anyone else. Vimehim peturim mitzvos haPesach. One second. Umishim blav benichivu azarnenu, aval inam ufkar me'etzim hadinim ve... Can't read. I don't know if that's cut off. Okay. Aval mikol makom b'nei karbon pesach nenu. They are b'nei karbon pesach. They not, might not be b'nei mitzvah, but they're b'nei karbon pesach. Upischam karav aleihem, and the karbon and the pesach could be brought for them. Va'ol aleihem l'shem pesach, and they count for them as a pesach. Ki kol karbonos sholom l'baleihem, like all karbonos that are brought for the owner of the karbon. Ukidetnan. If the people who are in charge of the estate of the yisomim of the orphans, they separate, they include them on their karban. They could choose which karban to be part of, but they are part of a karban. He's counted on. Let's say there's two apotropsim, and they put them on their family's karban pesach, whoever's overseeing their estate. So they're included on both. They're included. They're part of it because they're part of karbanos. They could be, there's a minui that we appoint people to be part of a karban pesach. There's a team of people. There are halachos about when they could withdraw, when they could join. And a katan is shayach to that. A katan has a chelak in the karban pesach. V'chein tanya hasam to adam shonchen es pischa'ay de b'no b'doktanim. A katan is not removed from the halachos of a karban pesach. And therefore, it makes sense that the Rambam paskin de katan shekrivu olav barishon patur mipesach sheni. Da afim neima deleka bepesach shekrivu olav din kiyom mitzvah klal. He might not have done a mitzvah. Avom mikomako meacha shehikriv miyah as a pesach v'kayim din hakravaso. He brought the karban pesach. He kept the halach, the dinim of Karban Pesach, shuvein olav od chovas Pesach. He did Pesach Rishon. He didn't get a mitzvah for Pesach Rishon, but he did Pesach Rishon. Kevin dekayim miyot din asiyaso. He did Pesach Rishon, so he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Ma she'ein kein b'matzah. When it comes to matzah, de'ein ba'achilasa shum chalos din. The next paragraph is top of the next page. That's why it looks, that's why it's, there's a space over there. Milvad kiyum hamitzvah. Matzah, there's no din of matzah. There's just a mitzvah to eat the matzah. There's no, you're not part of the box of matzah. There's nothing in a matzah other than the mitzvah to eat it. There's nothing in Dalet Kosos other than the mitzvah to drink it. There's no area of halacha. It's just a mitzvah. So if you're not part of the mitzvah, then you're not part of it. They're not b'nei mitzvahs. So they accomplished nothing because it was just a mitzvah, and they didn't do the mitzvah because they don't do mitzvos. Or they could do the mitzvos maybe in chinuch, but the mitzvah min haTorah, the obligation to eat matzah. If you were a katan, then you're done. You didn't do anything, as opposed to a karban pesach where you didn't do anything about the mitzvah of karban pesach because you weren't chayev. You're a katan. But when it comes to the din of the halachos of Karban Pesach, you were part of that. Balkain, kol shehigdil on nispatech v'nishtafa, if you, the chayv short of a katan was fixed and is now chayev, so you'd be chayev b'mitzvah matzah. You have a new obligation to eat your matzah. Kevin dakati lo kayim udover b'din achilas matzah. You haven't done anything yet, even though you ate it, because it was a mitzvah and you can't do a mitzvah yet. Okay. The end of this paragraph is also very chashuv, as is the rest of the piece. But we're not going to get to it because we have to plug back into our tosos. Okay? So that's the yisod that Reb Chaim says. Okay. He goes on, he gets a little more lumdish, but for now we have to know that when it comes to a Karban Pesach, there are two halachos. There's the din, Karban Pesach, and then there's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. A katan is not chayev in a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So, else the mitzvah aspect, he hasn't accomplished anything, but he still accomplished the din karban pesach. So, when Pesach Sheni comes, if he was part of a Pesach Rishon, there's nothing for him to do. He did the karban pesach. He might not get a check in Shemayim because he didn't do a mitzvah because he wasn't obligated. So his mitzvah doesn't count for him. Maybe al tzchinuch, yeah, nish. But he al mitzvah, he didn't do anything. But al halachos of Karban Pesach, but din Karban Pesach, he did. So if that's true, so he there's no Korban Pesach to bring on Pesach Sheni. He did the Pesach Rishon. As opposed to matzah, where the whole halacha matzah is eating. Is eating the matzah, and that's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So if you're not shayach to the mitzvah, and you did it when you were putter, so now when you become chayev, now you're chayev to eat the matzah again. Now let's go back to our Tosfos. Tosfos said, so our kasha, our Tosfos had a machlokas, but according to one daya, you could daven a tefillah, and now you're stuck. Because it's Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskon. You don't have to daven again. You daven next to Tzoah. Tosus said, and the Gemara said it's a Toeva, it's an abomination. Says Tosus, it's Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskon, it's broken, it can't be fixed. The other day it was, you have to re-daven. The Tosus in Erevin said you have to re-daven, and compared it to our case. Tosus in Erevin was about a drunk person davening. So our Tosus said, according to one opinion, it's broken, it can't be fixed, but you don't daven again. So if Soloveitchik asked, what's pshat? How could it be? Either you davened or you didn't. If you davened, then there's nothing to daven again. And if you didn't daven, if you davened and it was accepted, it's not broken, it can't be fixed. It worked. And if it's not considered like you davened, then why shouldn't you daven again? Says Rav Soloveitchik, using this idea from my grandfather, from his grandfather, right? He says, using this idea from Reb Chaim, we can answer. He says, I'll read you the words. This is from a sefer called Rishimo Shiurim, written by one of the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik. Rabbi Reichman, who wrote this sefer called Rishimo Shiurim on a couple of mesechtas. V'nira duhu adin betfila, mishum de isba chalos din karban isba nami tarti. We know that tefillah also has a karban aspect to it. We hopefully know that well. Spoiler alert for next year also. Okay. Chalos kiyam mitzvah tefillah v'din ma'isa tefillah. There's a kiyam of the mitzvah of tefillah, and then there's the ma'isa tefillah. Kishe hispalel cheftza shel tefillah. When you daven a shmona esrei, you daven the shmona esrei, you did the ma'isa tefillah, you might not have done the mitzvah of tefillah. V'nira dikesh espal b'makom sheisham tzoa tefilaso toeva nehi dehagavra eno makaymes mitzvah hatfila. The person didn't do a mitzvah of tefila. It's a toeva. It's not a mitzvah. Mikom makom havi ma'isa tefila v'cheftza shel tefila. He did a ma'isa mitzvah. He did a. This was an act of davening, not a mitzvah. It was a toeva because you're not supposed to daven next to tzoa. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's pshat, and why you don't go and daven again. Just like the Korban Pesach, says Rav Soloveitchik, you know what that opinion in Tosfos holds? What, you're going to tell me to daven Shacharis again? I daven Shacharis. The Shacharis was a Shacharis. It counts as a Shacharis, not as a mitzvah of tefillah, because at the same time, it's a toeva. True, you didn't get the mitzvah, but you did the chiyuv, the ma'isa of tefillah, you did. So what are you going to say? Daven again? You davened shachris already. There's no such thing as davening shachris twice. Now I know in Tashlumen we call it davening shachris twice, but if you davened already, you did the ma'isa of davening shachris, you don't do the ma'isa of shachris again. So it's me'uvas lo yuchal iskon, it's a catch-22, you're stuck. On the one hand, you didn't do a mitzvah because it was a toeva, but at the same time, you can't daven again because you did the ma'isa of tefillah. And that's how he uses the Rambam's yesod, the Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, to explain the reason why a katan doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni if he was part of a Pesach Rishon, because even though he didn't do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, he did the din hakrava of Karban Pesach. So too when it comes to tefillah, if a person davens next to tzoah, it's mu'uvas liyuchal iskon, it's broken. You didn't do the mitzvah, but you did the ma'isa of tefillah, and therefore there's no room to re-daven. You can't make this up, because you did it already. You didn't get a mitzvah because it was a toeva.